Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It is our Freaky Friday show. Things have already gotten freaky. We had Daniel Newman from The Walking Dead.
You got freaky. Everyone else was under control.
Guys, I need to get it together.
He came in with a beautiful suit on, and then it slowly was just coming off.
I just was so taken by him. I mean, no wonder he's such a huge success. He just is so charming.
Well, he was like looking at us, and then it was like, even though I'm a lesbian, I was like, I don't know, am I anymore?
I'm ready to move to Atlanta.
Who am I?
I can do Atlanta. That's fine.
Could you live in Atlanta?
Totally.
You got a big butt. You'd look good. I do have a big butt.
But you know, I will say that his music, he's going that Prince direction. That's kind of the stuff I sing. I love that.
I'd be
a big fan.
No, he's hot.
I can do background vocals on the road.
I needed to do my news. Can you just introduce me?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
You can't stop talking about Daniel Newman.
I know. Daniel Newman. Jeez. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for some news on the beat. So Michaela, what are people talking about?
All right, you guys. Well, can there be a deadly link between breast implants and cancer? Federal officials may think there is. At least 457 women in the United States have so far been diagnosed with anaplastic large cell lymphoma. The Food and Drug Administration said in a statement Wednesday, of those, 9 have died as a result of the rare cancer, which affects cells in the immune system and can be found around the breast implant. Now, there are around 10 to 11 million women with breast implants, and those women with breast implants have an increased risk of developing anaplastic large cell lymphoma, the FDA has said, compared to women who don't have breast implants. Now, we hope that this information prompts providers and patients to have important, informed conversations about breast implants, the federal agency said. People who are considering getting the surgery should do their research and discuss with their surgeons the risks and benefits of textured and smooth-surfaced implants. The FDA has warned in the past. It said those who have breast implants should monitor them for any changes and get routine screenings such as mammograms or MRIs. You guys know that I recently got my implants taken out. I did replace them with a very small implant. I'm second guessing the whole thing, so naturally I will keep you as posted as I can. Now, moving on, Delta Napkins is in trouble. How do these airlines get in so much trouble? Mm-hmm. Delta Airlines has grounded some napkin advertisements where Diet Coke and the airline tried playing matchmaker. Now, after handing out Coca-Cola napkins, suggesting passengers give their name and number to their plane crush, both companies are apologizing. It started with 33 words on napkins advertising a Diet Coke. Because you're on a plane full of interesting people, and hey, you never know, the front teases, the back nudges further, emitting a shocking amount of peer pressure from a paper square. Be a little old school. Write down your number and give it to your plane crush. You never know. Some passengers thought the napkins were pretty funny, but others said they were creepy and unwelcome. Ultimately, the Diet Coke ad fell flat and the company offered a mea culpa. I think this is funny. I don't think that's offensive at all. We sincerely apologize to anyone we may have offended, the Coca-Cola company said Thursday. We worked with our partners at Delta to begin removing the napkins last month and are replacing them with other designs.
Would you be offended if, like, four men
sent you? No, I would be flattered.
What if Lisa was next to you and she got mad?
I'd like it even more. Make her jealous.
Oh, my God.
I wish we had him now. Maybe you could have given your number to Daniel Newman.
That's true. I actually just slipped it into his DMs. Guys, you have to manifest it.
Listen,
this is really embarrassing. Now I just can't really stop talking about it.
Listen, Perv, I got to finish the news.
Go finish the news.
All right. In news that we love talking about, Cardi B seems to be everywhere these days, and we will see her again in a commercial for Pepsi with another famous face you may recognize. The new commercial premiering on Sunday during the 61st Grammy Awards continues the brand's More Than Okay campaign and features a cameo from drag queen Monet Exchange. The advertisement kicks off in the retro-style diner seen in the first commercial. As a waitress, it's a customer with the all-too-familiar is. Pepsi okay question. Cardi B butts in, did you just ask if Pepsi's okay? Everyone else in the restaurant gets wind of what happened and gives their best shot at repeating Cardi's signature okay. Let me hear you do it.
Okay.
You're the most...
I can do it. Ready? Here we go. Is that it?
Jay, you're embarrassing me, and we're live on the air, so stop.
Okay.
Can we just take an audio of Cardi and audio?
Is Pepsi okay?
Did you just ask if Pepsi okay?
Excuse me?
Of course Pepsi is okay.
Did you say okay?
No. Okay. What kind
kind of word is that?
Okay.
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 Like this.
Look, I did it.
Oh my God.
I was kidding the whole time.
You were not kidding. And it took me 4 hours to figure out how to do that.
I found my inner, the minute Daniel walked in.
He found your inner a lot of things. And on that note, we're going to break. Now, when we get back, it's literally our favorite time of Freaky Friday.
And you know, we're going to have Freaky Friday. We're going to have some cocktails. And speaking of cocktails, something really horrible happened in our community in West Hollywood last night at Mickey's. One of the bar staff, the security guard, while escorting someone out who was unruly and probably drunken, overserved, or just kind of being a nuisance, he actually turned around and this patron stabbed the security guy twice in the back. So we're sending him.
Oh my God, is he okay?
He's okay. The paramedics, first responders showed up and they wheeled him away and the suspect was apprehended. So we just want to send our best thoughts and our well wishes for his speedy recovery. We love the people that keep us safe in our community, specifically our bar staff and our security. And it's a terrible thing that happened, but we hope that he's in good hands.
We do. All right, you guys. Well, when we come back, we have our own cocktails. Dan Magro will be joining us. I just want to say this one line from his bio that I think is the funniest thing I've ever read.
Go for it.
He has a book. It's great. We're going to be talking about it. But it says, where can you buy it? He says, wherever great books are sold.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and this is The Morning Beat. We are so thrilled that you're joining us here for our Freaky Friday show. It's our chance to unwind and set you off into the weekend right. We're so thrilled to have mixologist, hobbyist, and just a great guy friend of mine, Dan Magro's in studio. He has a book out right now called Suck It Up, Extraordinary Cocktails for Everyday People. Dan, welcome to The Morning Beats.
Hello.
Hi, Dan. I have to tell you something. These cocktails that you've made for us, tell them, the listeners, what you made and how you make it, but they're so delicious and so different.
Yeah, well, so you guys are sipping on a lavender mimosa, which is so refreshing and aromatic, and then you have a white balsamic strawberry vodka lemonade.
That is just this. I'm drinking that one. It is so delicious. We're going to put the recipe link for all Dan's information on the Channel Q social media, so make sure you check that. I'll put it on mine as well. But how did this come about for you? Because I remember a couple of years ago, you had your own web series, these viral videos that were really great, which infused kind of interviews with these fun cocktails. How did this whole journey into mixology begin for you?
Yeah, so I mean, I was definitely intimidated by cocktails. I think that's why my angle was like extraordinary cocktails for everyday people. Because I think especially in the gay bars where it's like an ab eat ab world, like, you know, you're just like vodka soda. You're not really like trying fancy things.
Right. Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure that like people all over the world could like get a little fancy and not be too intimidated. So, but I didn't necessarily believe in myself. So that lavender mimosa is actually pretty symbolic because a buddy of mine had a restaurant and I was like, your brunch game sucks. Like, you got to fix this. So they put that on the menu and then it just like kept flying off the shelves. And I was like, I feel like I need to monetize this now.
Yeah. So,
gotta get that coin. So then I just did a lot of research and just felt like, well, if I can do it, then anyone can do it.
Right.
And you were a bartender before? No, you were just like,
I never bartended. And I think that's kind of a bit of an angle because I've definitely waited tables. I definitely worked in the service industry for sure. And I feel like everyone should do that because it's humbling. But I never actually tended bars. So it was intimidating to me. And that's why I wanted to like, all the books out there I felt were like, you know, like Juleps, a history, or like 365 cocktails or 365 days. And I was like, girl, I just need a brunch drink. I just need to know what to make for this baby shower. So I wanted to like make some seasonal things that anybody could make and just sort of teach people the simple practice that's already becoming so popular with this farm to table movement, which is just like, don't buy that like radioactive little lemon shaped jar. Like, just buy lemons and juice them. Just make your own simple syrup. It's literally called simple syrup. Like, it's easy to do.
Well, you know what's nice too? I feel like it's important that you are making cocktails like this because, you know, for me, I always like to be very healthy. I want to eat healthy. I'm constantly trying to lose weight or stay in shape. You know, I fluctuate. And so I think a lot of people are like, okay, fine, vodka soda is the easiest. But this, it's just fresh. It's things that you're making yourself.
Exactly. I think it's sort of that old adage where, like, like if you spend time making yourself a meal versus just going and like grabbing something on the go, you will almost cherish it more and appreciate the craft behind it. So if you just take a couple minutes to like follow the steps and make something really special, you'll actually savor it. I mean, there's something like about a vodka soda that just encourages you to like throw it back. I mean, like, don't get me wrong.
I don't like a vodka soda. I feel like it lacks flavor. This to me is delicious. You've really introduced this idea of the balsamic flavor in this. It feels like almost like a balsamic flavor Cosmo, but it's a strawberry lemonade vodka based, right? The white balsamic, it really is a new flavor I don't think I've tasted before.
Yeah, I mean, like strawberries and basil and balsamic, they play really well together. You see them in summer salads. So I'm always, especially I say hobbyist mixologist, I like to kind of do what I call like flavor play, which is not dirty, but I do like to sort
you
of.
You just made it sound dirty.
Hobbyist
play.
Sort of like, you know, thinking like, it doesn't have to be over the top, like, you know, you don't have to be outrageous, but like just thinking what is something that's maybe not as typically used in a cocktail?
Sure.
And now with like the beauty of like what's the Drinkstagram community, there's like all these accounts that are, you know, really sharing incredible cocktails from all over the world. So being able to interact with them through social media and these big networks and getting feedback and seeing your stuff out there and getting like tagged in people in Australia that are like, I got your book and I made this and it was amazing.
Gosh.
Like it's really awesome because you're sort of spreading the message.
Again, guys, we're with Dan Magro and celebrating his book, Suck It Up, Extraordinary Cocktails for Everyday People. We happen to have two in front of us right now. Do you find that now when you go to a dinner party or if you're going to, are people expecting you to bring cocktails?
Yes, it is. That has become a bit of a problem. I like to try and separate my work and play life, but definitely like I went home for the holidays and we had like 4 days of family and I love my family, but that was too much.
Yeah. And well, so you needed the cocktail.
They were like celebrating their
cocktails. Yeah.
Their baby Dan with booze.
Exactly. And so I came home, but it was like every day. They were like, well, you have to do something different. And so-and-so's coming over. And what should we do here? And I was like, you didn't drink anything besides Coors Light until like this started. So like, what are you talking about, Dad? But it's definitely the pressure is on when I go places. But that's the thing is I never like look at somebody and say like, oh, like that's not sophisticated enough for me.
Like, I was gonna ask you
about your palate, like, because this seems, in Michaela's words, like bougie, but it was so simple. We actually shot you making this. It's on our social media at We Are Channel Q. You can watch the story. It was fast, quick, and easy, and it's delicious. So these are really easy, accessible recipes.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to try too much to make something extraordinary, and that was sort of the title.
We love that. Well, no, this book is fabulous. I know the cocktails are as well. Where can people follow you and where can they buy the book again? For everyone that's listening, we're talking with Dan Magro.
Yeah, you can buy Suck It Up on iTunes if you just want to get it on your iPad or your iPhone. It's helpful if you're like at the store and you're like, what do I need for this drink? You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Book Soup if you're in LA, and a couple of brick and mortar places in LA, but in New York. But at the end of the day, wherever great books are sold.
Now, I want to ask you a question, and listeners, you can respond. Do you think that it's terrible that at 9 a.m. Pacific time, I'm wasted and I'm hosting the morning show?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and we are thrilled that it is a Freaky Friday show. We're setting you off into the weekend, right? We still got Dan Magro with us. He's our mixologist with that brand new book, Suck It Up, Extraordinary Cocktails for Everyday People. But beyond that, Michaela Gordon has brought in one of the funniest women I've ever seen. And thank you for inviting me to that event, because that's how I got to see her.
Yeah, so I did this event a couple weeks ago, and there was a bunch of amazing comedians, particularly that are in our community. So that's what we always try to highlight, people within our community. But I saw, first of all, she's so cool looking. Like, I was like, oh my God, she's the coolest person I've ever met.
Oh, I loved her whole outfit. I was like, I went top to bottom.
And she's got like these braids and these rings and this cool hair. And I was like, oh, so cool. And then her wife is also equally as cool.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was like, everyone's coming.
It was relationship goals.
Yeah, but then she's hilarious. So please put your hands together for Sarah Hyland Rosenstein and Jen Rosenstein. Oh, also,
yay!
Her wife. Hi, funny girl.
There's an applause.
Here's applause.
This is a live audience. This is, yeah.
That was the best intro I've ever had in my life.
Well, you know, Michaela is dying to get married, so she looked at you guys so lovingly.
I did. Well, because you guys are so cute, and now I follow you on Instagram, and you're even cuter on Instagram, because I'm getting like, now I feel like I know you, and I know everything about you, and I, too, was at this wedding when you guys first met, and when, you know, you were first born. And so, how is it for people listening?
It was great having you in my labor room.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You are a hard baby.
You weren't easy.
It took a lot of pressure. Me and your mom were tired, but we did it.
I weighed about as much as you do now. I was 9 pounds.
That was honestly the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Don't you love it? That's like an LA. Thank you so much. I weighed 9 pounds.
Right? I'm telling you, when I got off the stage, I introduced her, and then I was like so excited when she was coming down off the stage. She was like, "Hey, cutie, look how little you are." And I was like, "You're on the show for sure."
Well, no, because I remember I was like, "Look at us. We are practically twins."
And we're going to do a side-by-side. We'll put it on Channel
like
Q. Because she was like, "We're twins." And she's like a model, tall, blonde hair. And
but she's married. How did you guys meet?
Yeah.
Hold on. You just took the compliment thing too far. Because I literally, you're like, she's like a model. I'm like, I'm opposite because I'm like, I'm a Neanderthal. And you're this cute, tiny. She had on this like cutie dress that would somebody weigh 9 pounds could get into. And I like wore Slash's wardrobe from Guns N' Roses.
But it was good. She was serving good Slash.
It was good.
It was so Slashy. So that's why I was like, we are not twins. We are not twins.
Okay, so you're here with Jen, your wife.
Yeah,
how long have you guys been married for?
We got married May 26th of last year for the first time. We got married twice.
Right. A lot of couples, when it was like,
oh, yeah. We got married twice.
When it was
twice?
Recognized by law and then just.
No, not no. even that.
Oh, just for
no.
fun.
Sister, no.
You let me take it all political.
We got, and I was like, let's just keep it lighter. So it's just really the fact that, so her family is from Los Angeles. My family's from Kentucky. And so you want to get into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we had two weddings. So we had one in LA, which was like very Los Angeles and Ninis.
Yeah.
Very hipster-esque, super
it.
Gay.
Yeah.
And so like we really get out. Like every lesbian couple that lives in Los Angeles was there. It was like being at the Palms before the Palms closed.
Oh, I remember the Palms.
I remember the Palms.
I used to love, listen, one of my favorite things was lesbian bars. It's like still our community, uh-huh. but far less drama for a boy to be there. I was like, yeah. I'm not involved in any of this mess. I'm just an observer. So wait, so you're from Kentucky. What was that coming out experience like?
Oh my God. Well, it was interesting because, well, you know, Kentucky is like super diverse.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They're so open.
Right.
Hashtag Kim Davis. That's all that's coming to
mind. Oh my God. No. But we got justice on Kim.
Yeah. Bro, I hate
karma.
But we got it back, Kim Davis, because now she has to pay $225,000. I've never been happier in my life.
So grow ass. Yeah. Anyway, so when I came out to them, I have this thing in my bit where it was like when I told them their names are Tim and Gail.
Yeah.
And when
you know what? Wait, this story is so good. I want to save it till after the break. So
okay,
hold
yeah.
it because it's so good and I don't want to interrupt it. And we have to go to break in a minute. So, okay, guys, just to reset here, we're with Sarah Hyland Rosenstein. She's hilarious, our wonderful comic, as well as Dan Magro. And we're going to be back in just a moment. Michaela, take us out.
That's right. Stick around to the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and we're still joined by our mixologist, Dan Magro, as well as our hilarious comic. Before the break, she was Sarah Hollywood. Rosenstein was interrupted because we had to take a commercial.
Right.
But before the break, we were talking about your coming out story, Sarah. So take it away.
Okay, so they're Tim and Gail. And so when I told them we were in Kentucky and I said, so when I told them, their response looked like it was like two news anchors who had just found out that they had to tell their viewing audience that they were going to die in a horrific tornado accident. And so, so I said, Mom, Dad, so I'm gay. And I said it with that deep of a voice. I'm not sure why I did that, but I said, I'm gay. That it might do to her, the fact of the information that I just said. And so my mom said, oh my God, Sarah. Sarah, oh God. I swear to God. Well, what about the children? Oh my God. What's going to happen with that? Oh, I didn't know. I just didn't know. Were there any precautions we could have taken? It was just this or something. And then she looked at my dad. She said, well, Tim. And my dad said, oh, well, shit. Well, oh, well, well, that's lonely. I know. That can be scary. That's scary stuff. You know, I was an athlete, too, once. You know, when I was in locker rooms, it's confusing. Because, you know, there'd be Steve, my buddy, and I looked down there, just junk. And I was like, oh, God. And then my stomach got all quiggly wiggly. You know, like I just drank, like, 13 milkshakes and just got on a roller coaster that went up and down and around a loop. And I just like, oh, God, that feels queasy-weezy. And then I got like 1,000 butterflies stuck in my larynx and I just couldn't breathe and I couldn't talk. My throat just swelled up into the size of a Funyun onion. And then after that, I was like, I looked down and I was like, oh, God, that feels weird. And then I saw him 20 years later on the golf course. I was like, oh, hey, Steve. And then I looked at his junk. And then we just went on and drank a couple beers and had a pizza. God, I'm real stuck here. Gail, back to you. Back to you, Gail. Back to you.
Tim and Gail,
if you're listening, they're from Kentucky. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for creating Sarah Hyland Rosenstein, please.
We couldn't get enough. We have to have you back on because it was just not enough time. But where are you playing and where can people follow you?
They can follow me on Instagram, well, everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. But it's under Sarah Hyland Rosenstein, all one word. I'm on YouTube as Sarah Hyland Comedy. I perform at the Comedy Store Sunday nights pretty mostly consistently. But I post all the time where my shows are on my social media. So come find me. Follow me.
Amazing.
Well, we love you so much. Jen Rosenstein, your wife, we love you too.
We love you, Jenny.
Dan Magro.
Thank you so much for these amazing cocktails. You guys, make sure to get his book, Suck It Up, Extraordinary Cocktails for Everyday People. Can you just come back and make it for me? I don't know how to make these things, but yeah, can you help me?
And give them your social and where they can follow you.
You can follow me just at Dan Magro on Instagram and all the things.
Perfect.
And of course, guys, we're going to blow them up on our social media at We Are Channel Q, at Official J Rodriguez, and at Michaela Gordon. We hope you guys have an incredible weekend. Stay safe out there. If you're in Vegas, make sure you check out Michaela's show tonight at Rose Rabbit Lie inside the Cosmopolitan Hotel, as well as tomorrow night as well.
Thank you, guys. And also, we are so excited to announce that J Rodriguez is officially married to Daniel Newman from The Walking Dead.
I wish.
Things are happening for this man. Also, we're so excited because Monday we have Lavia coming in for In the Spotlight, our segment where we feature new and up-and-coming artists within our community. So have a great show. We will see you tomorrow. Have a fun weekend.
I love that you just wished our audience to have a great show. You're such a performer.
She had like 3 sips of her cocktail and she's wasted. We will see you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend. We're The Morning Beat on Channel Q and Radio.com. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.